time. What we had in mind for this session was really a discussion amongst the panelists about the complex relationships that come up and at the executive level in an organization, really between the kind of our three branches of government, the executive, the legal, and the finance. And what we're hoping to do is talk about some of the issues that keep each of us awake at night and the kind of interactions that we see in practice that we'd like to see in the ideal scenario and some of the bumps that come along the way. And we've just had the introduction of everybody, and I don't know if anyone wants to say something from your own perspective before we jump into some of the questions. We've talked a lot amongst ourselves about the perspective that each person brings from their role in their organization, sort of the view from your perch.
Now, I would just, two things I would just say. One, although I work for Arabella, and that's a consulting firm, as Lucille mentioned, I spend about 80% of my time with the nonprofits we manage, the largest of which is the New Venture Fund, which is large, about $300 million in annual grant making, about 250 staff worldwide, and about 200 hosted projects. So I, you know, wanted to be clear that a lot of what I'm going to be talking about today really relates to sort of that hat that I'm wearing, which is the New Venture Fund General Counsel, although it's certainly relevant to serve as General Counsel for the consulting firm as well. So that was one thing I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, and I'll just explain a little bit further my role with American Heart Association. I report to our chief financial officer and chief administrative officer and oversee, you know, the entire finance function, which is a department of about 60 people.